The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by Cleveland, Srixon, and Zegzio Golf. Be sure to check out our page at golfunfiltered.com to read reviews on the latest releases from all three brands. Regardless of which part of your game you want to improve this year, Cleveland, Srixon, and Zegzio have something for you. So once again, be sure to check out Cleveland, Srixon, and Zegzio Golf.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back to the show, folks. This is Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You know where you can find us, over at golfunfiltered.com, as well as on social media, at golfunfiltered. And once again, you can send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. I hope everyone's out there staying safe. I know it's been a rough start to 2021, but we have been going forward here at Golf Unfiltered. We've had a lot of great guests already this year, and that trend continues. As we welcome on Mark McNeil this week, he is the product manager over at Champ and Soft Spikes. You know him, you know his products if you've played golf with golf shoes at pretty much any point in your life, because they are one of the largest brands who equip golf shoes with soft spikes. And so if you've ever looked on the bottom of your shoe and you've seen Champ, that's what we're talking about today. And so Mark and I go into a lot of detail regarding not only the origins of his company or the company that he's associated with, because it's basically a family company. He grew up in the game. He talks a lot about him growing up in the game, as well as what he learned from his grandfather and others. And he talks about how the company has grown over the years in response to emerging technology and things that you normally wouldn't think about when you think about golf shoes. It's a very important part of the game. And for those of you who have played the game for more than 5 minutes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I just want to remind everyone as well that we do have a second podcast on the Golf Unfiltered Podcast Network, I guess you could call it, and that includes Big Time Golf Guys. So my friend Bill Bush over at DrivingRangeHeroes.com, where I actually encourage you to go and check out his stuff as well, he and I co-host a very tongue-in-cheek discussion on golf gear. Most recently, as far as the time of this recording, we have 5 episodes out there, and I hope that you can go out to, I hope that you will go out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, find the Big Time Golf Guys podcast and listen to us there. It's a little bit of a different feel that I think you'll enjoy. So once again, today we welcome on Mr. Mark McNeil. I really enjoyed this conversation because, as I said, he talks a lot about how his family got started in the business with this business. And Champ Sports, which is actually under the larger umbrella of Pride Sports, they do a lot of different things. They don't just do golf spikes. Anything, as Mark actually mentions in the interview today, anything that requires traction in sports, they pretty much have a hand in. And so I hope you really enjoy this conversation. I like to learn things from my guests when they come on, and this is today's guest is no exception. I learned a lot of things that I didn't know about golf shoes and golf spikes, and so I hope that you'll come away with the same sentiment. So sit back and relax and welcome Mr. Mark McNeil. Welcome back, folks, to the show. Mark McNeil, the product manager from Champ and Soft Spikes, joins us today. Mark, it's so nice to speak with you. And we were just kind of going back and forth a little bit about our current golf season situations. And yours is a lot better than mine, I think.
Yeah. No complaints here. I'm not dealing so much with the snow down in Nashville, but, you know, we do get a little bit of a raw morning, but, you know, it's nothing some heat packs can't fix. So, yeah, we're able to play year round, and definitely thank you for that. I'm coming from Massachusetts originally, so no complaints.
And you definitely know me being in Chicagoland, you know what I deal with a lot. But you guys in the Massachusetts area would have gotten so much more snow than we have.
Yeah, it was hard to maintain a handicap when you were only playing a couple months a year. And then, you know, the fateful phrase of "I think I got it" kind of hits you hard when the spring comes and you haven't played for 4 or 5 months. But that's nothing new, but it keeps you interested in the game. So,
yeah, to say the least. And so for folks who might not know the name of Mark McNeil, why don't you let us know a little bit about your background, not only with what you currently do, but the game of golf itself?
Yeah. So I am the product manager for Champ and Soft Spikes. So anything that has to do with golf traction, that's what we do. You know, how I got into it, it was actually a family business originally. So, just to kind of back up there, we were started in 1931, right after the Great Depression. My grandfather and his brother both lost their jobs like a lot of people did, and they were kind of sitting around and they're like, all right, so my grandfather was a businessman, his brother was an engineer, and they're like, we can do something. So they went to a junkyard and ended up picking up some machinery that made some tooling for some belts. And then that eventually morphed into making metal golf spikes. And then we kept adapting and kept moving with the industry. And, you know, shortly after that came, you know, or a couple decades after that, it feels like nothing, but it was soft spikes. And that's kind of where the state of the game is now. So I've been kind of around the business since I was probably, you know, 9, 10 years old, kind of in the warehouse, things like that. As far as my personal golf game goes, it could be better. It's, but you know, I'm playing as much as I can, about a 10 handicap now, but just enjoy getting out there with some friends and, you know, having a good time. But yeah, so been golf oriented kind of my whole life, and it's nice to be able to work in it.
Well, and you worked at it and you were around it from a very unique perspective, especially with golf spikes. I mean, this is, talk about a part of the game that's undergone some changes over the years. I mean, how has that been in your experience just kind of growing up around it?
Yeah. So it's funny. The constant has always been, you know, how can people get more traction? You know, it's a sport. People got to be able to, you know, react to the ground. They got to be able to create power, things like that. So, it started off obviously with metal, from, you know, way back in the day, pretty much since golf started. And then there was some changes around the 90s when we shifted it off to, our plastic golf spikes or soft spikes. And what that did was kind of changed the game, for the most part, as far as, greenskeepers go and just facilities in general. You know, you're not wrecking the greens in the morning. So the guys in the afternoon aren't, you know, dealing with ideal conditions, you know, with soft spikes, you're essentially preserving the surface for much longer than you normally would. Mm-hmm. And then outside of that too, you know, I'm sure you've been to golf courses that have these, you know, wooden bridges or paths, things like that. So mm-hmm. I'm sure you can still see now, I know I have, the little holes that are punctured in those things. So, so with soft spikes, you're not really damaging the property as much. So that saves on maintenance costs for the, you know, the actual facility. But as far as traction goes, metal is very aggressive. It's worked, you know, in every condition essentially. But with soft spikes, it kind of gives us the ability to engineer and change the shapes. We can more easily injection mold what we want. Working with the major shoe brands out there that you guys all know, we can kind of sit with them and come up with something custom that works for maybe even a staff player they have on tour, and just be able to kind of open up our repertoire of what's available manufacturing wise. So a lot of changes have gone through over the last, you know, I'd say since the 90s, obviously to the soft spikes, but mm-hmm. you know, in the last probably 2 decades, there's been a lot of just changes to help keep us current and keep players on the ground, you know.
Oh yeah, totally. And I'd imagine that there's a lot of feedback that we'll get into here in a second that you receive from players as well into the designs. But the point that you raise regarding, you know, the ability to almost be more innovative and creative, so to speak, with the different types of molds for the soft spikes that you could not do with metal. You've got just a wide range, a wide inventory of different designs. And I'd imagine that the R&D process related to that is pretty in depth.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously we're in a unique position because we've been doing this for so long and we invented it. So over the years, you know, we've cataloged, you know, pretty much all the data you can imagine. So what's good with the soft spike and just in general is you can tailor the designs to conditions people play on, even things that have to do with swing speed, the level of player that they are. It really gives the ability for a consumer, especially, to kind of tailor-made what they want based on their conditions that they play every day. So for example, you know, you in Chicago or me in Massachusetts and Nashville, I'm going to play in a lot different conditions. You're going to play in a lot different conditions than someone in Southern California.
Right.
You know, it's firmer, you know, it's not as wet. So that comes into play quite a bit when you're thinking of, you know, what kind of traction you're going to choose. But yeah, the amount of data we've done, we did a study last year with Pinehurst actually to try to figure out, or you know, it's data that we already knew, we'd already kind of tested over the years, but we wanted to get something concrete on paper so our consumers can see that wearing spikes actually will improve your game. So we worked with Pinehurst with a wide range of golfers, ranging from plus handicaps to 20, 30 handicaps. What we did is we put them on flat ground, had them hit irons, and had them hit drivers. And what we found out was, in every instance that they were wearing spikes versus a shoe without spikes, they were gaining yardage, they were gaining smash factor, and they were gaining accuracy and dispersion. So it was one of those things, you know, it's something that we've been preaching to our customers for forever. And it was just good to throw that out there and say, hey, listen, like, the numbers are there. We used TrackMan. We used, you know, the staff at Pinehurst, and we just were able to nail it down, and it just gave us a little more, material to pass on to our customers.
So that's an interesting little tidbit there. I mean, that's something I hadn't really even considered, and I would imagine that there's a lot of just unknowns, little facts like that that people overlook, I would say, because everyone's got to wear shoes, hopefully, unless you got weird friends like me who sometimes they play barefoot. But you know, people need something on their feet, and the fact that just the presence of soft spikes, something that's going to help with traction, will, if I understand correctly, literally improve your game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things. A lot of people kind of overlook golf as it being, you know, it's a sport. It's an athletic movement. It's a complicated athletic movement in the golf swing. So in every other sport, you know, stability and power is always generated from the ground for the most part. So if you're not gathering that energy and you're off balance, I mean, we both know what goes into a golf swing, and, you know, a degree being off goes from, you know, a drive right down the middle or you're out of bounds. So with the amount of variables in a golf swing, adding another variable of having unsure footing is kind of crazy. So as far as, you know, trying to put something into your game that's consistent, there's not much more that's more consistent than that. You know, it's not part of the athletic movement. It's fitted to your feet, and it will keep you on the ground. So,
well, yeah, I mean, of all the things that you can do for yourself to actually make the game a little bit easier, something as simple as that. I mean, and then, so that's just interesting too. So it looks like, I don't want to make an assumption here, but it looks like you're talking to me from the office.
Yeah.
And listeners, we're talking, and YouTube subscribers, you're going to be able to see what I mean by that. And so when you go into the office, what do you get most excited about regarding whether it is what you're going to do that day, new product coming out? What wakes you up every morning?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I would say the thing I get most excited for is, you know, and sometimes I have to pinch myself, is, you know, I'm an avid golfer. I love to golf. And, you know, when push comes to shove, I'm looking at, you know, a spreadsheet or something. I don't, I'd rather be on the golf course at times, but then I look at it and I step back and I'm like, I'm literally, my job is to work in golf, and it's to help people improve their golf game. So it's like, I can't complain there. And it's something I love to do, and I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. So I definitely feel lucky to be able to do that. And it's cool. Just what really gets me going is, you know, being able to look out on the PGA Tour and seeing the top players in the world, you know, they finish their golf swing and I look at the bottom of the shoe, and it's something that I've been involved with. So, you know, you're seeing some guy hoist a trophy in a major and you're like, that's, you know, I'm on the bottom of a shoe a little bit.
So, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a cool industry. It's a cool company that not a lot of people realize. They don't know about it, but we're, for the most part, if you play golf, you've worn one of our products. So.
Yeah. That's gotta be a great feeling, like you just outlined, and, you know, coming, you know, growing up literally in the game.
Yeah.
Company started by grandfather, great grandfather. Then to see it come full circle, where you see a major winner And just they're holding their finish, I'd imagine. You're watching on TV and you can see the bottom of their spikes. That's pretty smart. It doesn't get old.
Yeah, and it's cool too. Like, you know, I'm sure you know, it's a lot of times you can get tunnel vision at times, you know, working, you know, whatever job it is, you can kind of just get in the flow of things, but it definitely kind of snaps you out of it when I'm watching, you know, Sunday at a major and I'm like, wait a minute, like this is what ended up happening. This was what the work was for. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's a cool job for sure.
So what I picture is a player that, you know, is wearing your spikes.
Yeah.
Or has, and they win. I'm imagining a lot of high fives, a lot of yelling around the office. Does it get to that level?
For sure. Yeah. So I would say, you know, there's so many tournaments. We obviously are paying attention and we enjoy watching our guys win, but, you know, anytime a major comes around, we're all definitely watching, and it's cool to see. So, you know, it's cool, especially since, you know, right now and, you know, over the years, it's been consistent that guys that are wearing our traction are in the top 10. So we have 9 out of the top 10 of the world right now wearing our product. So that's a pretty good stat for us, and we're happy to see that. And then another good one that we always keep track of is the major winners. So over the last 40 years, we've won about 36 majors.
Wow.
So 90% of the majors have been wearing Champ or soft spikes.
That's a heck of a streak. And that's something that you probably, you know, listeners, you're listening to this, and you said it yourself, Mark, everyone has tried your product.
Yeah.
They might not realize it in the moment or at first, but just think about I'm even having this moment right now where you take a step back and you realize the scope of how many people you've impacted.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully impacted the game. You know, that's kind of what it all comes down to, is we want to push the game forward and get more people involved. You know, it's something that you can do for generations and, you know, pass that on. So I think that's kind of in the roots of golf, is, you know, kind of pay it forward, get more people interested. So it's cool to be in a fundamental level of, you know, being a company that makes product for that. Yeah, we enjoy it.
So 2020, to put it lightly, was a hell of a year.
Yeah.
And both good and bad, but on the positive side, a really, really record-breaking strong year for the golf industry. How has that impacted you guys? How did you guys respond to the unique challenges that everybody faced?
Yeah, so, I mean, of course, it's been a crazy year. I think we're all hoping that 2021.
Yeah, right.
But as far as golf goes, I mean, you know, I don't think there's ever been a time in history that has had this many people pick up a golf club and fall in love with it. You know, it's with the amount of offices that are closed, the people that are working from home. You know, you were mentioning before we started recording, you know, hitting balls at lunchtime kind of thing. So the amount of people that are going out, learning the game, getting to know it with a little more free time, and it's staggering. And also just, you know, the amount of people that played golf before that are now playing with their kids, you know, they're home a little bit more, they're bringing people out. And not to mention, it's the amount of fresh air you're going to get. You know, it's exercise, you're getting out in the sunshine, you're walking around, and you know, that's good for your, you know, good for your health anyway. So that's just tons of reasons why people are out and doing it. And yeah, we've reacted just by, you know, helping out our customers the best we can, as far as stores go, and, you know, just trying to keep people in stock and keep people on the course.
That's always the goal there, and we appreciate all the work. Speaking on behalf of all golfers, because I have that amount of pull. I really don't, but I'm going to say that I do. You know, obviously, at the time of this recording, we are a couple weeks out from a virtual PGA merchandise show. I will be there. I'm imagining that. Are you guys going to be in a presence there?
Yes. So we're all hooked up for the virtual kind of setup. It's going to be really interesting. I'm sure I'm not alone, just kind of being curious on what's going to happen with that. You know, if you've been to the show before, which I'm sure you have,
yep,
it's a pretty eye-opening experience as a golf fan. Just the amount of people there, the amount of companies there, and just who you see and who you can kind of get in contact with, do business with. So it's going to be a very interesting setup there, because, you know, especially on the worldwide scale, you know,
yeah,
usually the PGA show, at least for us, it's really a chance to get to see customers from all over the world, mm-hmm. you know, right in line with each other. So now, of course, with, you know, Skype and Zoom and things like that, it's making it easier, but there's just no substitute for face-to-face. But yeah, it's going to be interesting, but we will be presenting our product and just kind of going with the flow and doing our best.
And I'm sure everyone will, and I'm sure you're going to do a great job at it. And I don't want to put you on the spot. I know there are embargo dates and everything, but you know, some of the things that are coming up this year for Champ and Soft Spikes, anything you can tease the listeners with that we should keep an eye out for?
Yeah, I mean, nothing I can give you specifically, but what sure. I can give you is, you know, we are constantly working with our shoe brand partners, and we're always trying to find a way to help players play better. So, you know, we're spike design and materials, things like that. We're always trying to stay ahead of where we think the industry is going. It's what we've done for 90 plus years. Just trying to push golf in the way that we think it should go as far as traction goes, and, you know, staying ahead of the technology. So it's nothing specific I can give you, but I can tell you that we're always working on stuff to improve your game. So
I can tell you've done this before. That's a very good answer. It's a very safe answer in preparation for that. And folks, we're going to have more details for you too. Obviously, you know, by the time that this actually comes out, PGA Merchandise Show will probably be right around the corner. So, you know, stay tuned for all that too. A question, you know, Mark, that comes to mind, you had mentioned the tour presence, you had mentioned just everything you do with those players.
Yeah.
They are pretty picky with what they, to say the least. And I'd imagine that there's some pretty unique combinations of spikes that you've had to work around.
Yeah. I mean, they're the best in the world. So they take their equipment very seriously. And I think we all know, how picky just an average golfer can be.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, when there's hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line, these guys are paying attention to pretty much everything that they have. Yeah, I would say we do have a great staff on the PGA Tour that goes week to week, and services the players that use our product. And I just got to credit those guys for knowing the intricacies of how these guys like their spikes and when they're changed. You know, what day of the tournament they like them changed, you know, keeping an eye on the conditions. And that's mm-hmm. really a big one is, okay, so we see a storm front coming through. So round two, instead of it being bright and sunny, it's going to be wet. So what are we doing? And so we do our best to kind of work with those guys and make sure they have what they need. And that translates to the players to make sure that they're comfortable and they know that they can perform. But yeah, these guys, it's amazing what they can notice as far as, you know, if we make any change, and that goes along with, you know, if they make any change in any of their equipment, they know something's a little different. And so it's keeps us on our toes for sure.
I'd imagine it does, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, I would be remiss to not mention the fact that if you go out to champspikes.com right now, listeners, you guys do a lot more than just golf.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So, you know, obviously you guys are golf podcasts, so we're sure. talking golf, but, yeah. So as far as Champ goes, we actually are in a bunch of other industries that involve traction. So, you know, track spikes, you know, you'll see us in the Olympics, for those guys, you know, Premier League soccer, a bunch of those guys are wearing our stuff. Mm-hmm. Anything that you can stick into a shoe is essentially what we do. Even stuff, you know, where you make logging spikes for the guys out in, you know, Canada or Northwest for falling trees. And yeah, it's pretty much anything that you can guess, you know, we're there. And then of course we make accessories for all these, and you know, that's, we're everywhere.
Yeah, for definitely. I'm checking out
the weird industry for sure.
Yeah. I'm on the website right now and I'm looking at the logger stuff. That's just wild to me. Those guys, they're something.
A different breed.
Yeah, they certainly are. They certainly are. Well, once again, folks, we are talking to Mr. Mark McNeil. He is of the super popular. Everybody knows the brand Champ Spikes, and you want to go out to champspikes.com. You know, Mark, we've got the new golf season, at least for us, is just around the corner. I cannot wait to get back onto the course. It's only January at the time of this, and I am just itching to get back out. We've got a lot of stuff that's going to be coming out. We're going to talk more about, we're going to cover on our social channels as well as the website. What are you looking forward to most in golf, what you do every day? You interpret that question however you want in 2021.
Yeah, you know, I, as far as golf in general, I want to play more of it.
Yeah, amen.
That's what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm hoping for the younger guys in the game on the PGA Tour and the girls too on the LPGA. I like seeing, you know, the people coming right out of college and performing right away. I always think that's exciting. I think it puts golf in the right hands. Yeah, I'm just excited to get out there and start hitting some balls and, you know, see if I can drop my scores a little bit. Less three putts, I'd say.
Yeah, well, that'd be.
But yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting back out there like you were saying.
I've been doing a lot of putting in my office. I actually just got one of those perfect practice mats.
Yeah.
Pretty much top five purchase in my life, I think.
Yeah. Is it helping you on the course at all?
Yeah, I hope. I just got it like 2 weeks ago, and my buddies are razzing me about it. We all got one because, you know, we're all in the same situation.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I better not miss anything outside of or inside 6 feet all year. Because this
know, golf, is golf's a mental game, though, so you're getting your confidence way up. You're going to be out there just ramming them by. Like,
oh, trust me, those guys will knock it right back down as soon as we get back on the course.
Well, that's a good golf trend.
Definitely. Well, Mark, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk to us a little bit about the company. If you're up for it, I'd love to do it again in the future.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, sir. Well, thank you so much again. And listeners, be sure to once again go out to champspikes.com. Check out everything they've got over there. Keep your eyes peeled because I got a feeling some other cool stuff's going to be released very, very shortly. Mark, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.